into the show. Final half hour of today, this Friday. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell is finishing up with another interview discussion right now. We're going to try to get her into the show real quick for a field report on her campaign. But it's kind of interesting because the debates have all been canceled. Mr. Rogers will not debate any of the candidates, including Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. Unbelievable. I got a text message follow-up from Tim Roberts, Patriots Relief. Hey, Chuck, I completely forgot to mention we have a few sample packs of just the intensive relief rub that we're sending out to anybody that places an order. You get a sample pack for every product you order. This is a small, probably 2-3 doses worth of the cream that you can get as a sample without purchasing it. Perhaps you're getting the gummies, the soft gels, the drops, whatever. You can get samples of the intense relief rub. Try it. If it works, then you can place an order for that as well. Yeah, this packet is definitely got at least 2-3, maybe even 4. Because when I squeeze it out of the bottle, I only use a pin drop almost. I mean, it's small. And you rub it right into the sore spot, right in the joint or muscle or whatever. You don't use that much. So, yeah, this is great. So, thank you, Tim. Greatly appreciate you texting us that back. One thing that we're working on is the radio station is going to be hosting a debate between the 105th, 106th, 107th House District. It's going to be coming up on Thursday, July the 11th. This is going to be before the 9 days of early voting. This is going to be definitely before the August 6th primary. Put it in your calendar, folks. Thursday, July the 11th. It's going to be at the Ellison Place in Gaylord. Now, the way we're going to do this, we're going to have the county chairs for these districts to be asking the questions of the candidates. Those who have been invited to participate is State Representative Ken Borton for the 105th, his primary opponent, Christian Marcus, State Representative Cam Cavett for the 106th, his opponent, Todd Smallenberg. In the 107th, State Representative Neil Friske and his main opponent, Parker Fairburn. So the event's taking place on Thursday, July the 11th. The doors are going to open up at 5 o'clock. You'll have an hour to meet and greet the candidates, shake their hands, get their literature, take a sign, do whatever you want, or wait until the debate is over. Now, those who have to travel the furthest are the 107th district folks. So we're going to go with the 107th first. They're going to go from 6 o'clock to 6:58 p.m. We'll have 2 minutes to swap out the candidates, get them up on the stage. Next up will be the 106th race. They will be from 7 o'clock to 7:58. And then the last race is the 105th. They're the closest to Gaylord. They're the most local constituents that will be attending this free debate. That will be then starting right at 8 o'clock and will go to 8:58. They'll be bringing yard signs. They'll be bringing literature, palm cards, door knockers, whatever. But come and hear the candidates answer the questions from the Republican county chairs of their respective counties. We're going to be reaching out to the chairs, organizing the panelists. They'll be coming up with the questions. These will not be questions from me. These will not be questions from the radio station. We are simply hosting it at the Ellison Place, making it available to those six candidates only. No other candidates that may be running or filed are going to be invited, and no Democrats. This is going to be a Republican debate for the 107th, then the 106th, then the 105th. So greatly appreciate the Allison Place for doing it for us. It's going to be a great thing. So hopefully you can come and be a part of it. Mark your calendars right now, Thursday, July the 11th. Doors will open at 5. You'll be out of there at 9 o'clock. Get home maybe early and have some dinner and come join us. Now, another event coming up in July is going to be the 6th Annual Antrim County Conservative Union Fun Shoot Pig Roast and this year, U.S. Senate Shoot Off. That's going to be the fourth Saturday in July. That's July 27th. It's going to be in Central Lake at Richard Davis's property. The gates will open at noon. You can go directly to the gun range. They'll have the pin shoot set up. They'll have the long range rifle range open. You can sight in your deer rifle. The handgun range will be open. We'll have 22s for the kids to shoot. So we'll teach the kids how to shoot. We will have range safety officers there. Brett Gooding, Tammy Gooding, all of his Patriot folks are coming. Tom Curtis from Curtis Gunsmithing, we're going to reach out to him and confirm him for this Saturday, July 27th event. We will have the final pricing put together by Wednesday, this coming Wednesday. So the post will go up on acconservatives.org. You'll be able to see the new pricing that we're going to have for this year. Prices have gone up a little bit. The insurance has gone up. The food costs have gone up. Everything's gone up thanks to Biden and Ms. Whitmer. But we will get it to be the best affordable price we can, and hopefully you guys will be able to come and join us. Great music, great time. Rob Cordes, the Trump Unity Bridge, will be there. He plays a lot of good music for us. He has Trump 2024 gear. It's going to be a great time. So mark your calendars again, Saturday, July 27th. And it's going to be in Central Lake. Great. Just got confirmation. Tom is definitely planning on coming to the fun shoot. So Tom Curtis will be there. If you have any firearms that you would like to sell or trade with Tom, he's a licensed FFL license holder. He can take care of that for you. You can get a credit with him towards some new firearms, maybe back at the store. But definitely bring whatever you have for him to look at. He'll look them up in the book and let you know what it's worth and what he's willing to do for you. You can apply it to some used firearms that he has at the store. He's got great inventory there. Or perhaps if you want a new one, they can even order it for you. So, as a matter of fact, it's their brand new Ruger 10/22 that we're going to have the U.S. Senate candidates shoot at the bowling pins and at the paper targets. We're going to see how good these U.S. Senate candidates are on the gun range. So it's going to be fun. We're going to have a blast. Great time. I've already talked to God. It's going to be sunny, blue skies, and 80 degrees. That's what I'm praying for. Hopefully the prayers will be answered. It's going to be a great day, beautiful, right before the August 6th primary. Right, actually, the start of the 9 days of early voting. So pretty interesting, the timing this year. So we're excited. Saturday, July 27th, put it in your calendars. Come and be able to sing happy birthday to Officer Rick. Phyllis, we appreciate you on that. And greatly appreciate you guys coming this year to a great event. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're also going to have, for those of you that actually live in Antrim County, we're going to have all the candidates there for clerk, county commissioners, sheriffs are going to be there, candidates for sheriff. We're excited. It's going to be a great day, great event, and we're looking forward to it. So mark your calendars. Two events. The House State Representatives race for the 105th, 106th, 107th. That's going to be July the 11th in Gaylord at the Ellison Place. And then Saturday, July 27th in Central Lake. And again, I should have all the pricing figured out and be able to put the post up this coming Wednesday. You'll be able to get your tickets. We're excited. Absolutely going to be a great time, couple great events. Lastly, you've been hearing the commercials. Tomorrow is the big concert Devin Lawrence is putting on up in Gould City. Go to the website intheup.org. intheup.org is the website. You can get your tickets still available, he said, or you can pay at the gate. It's going to be a great concert. Listen for the commercial. It'll be airing all day today. The event is tomorrow, Saturday, June 8th in Gould City up there on US 2 in the UP. So greatly appreciate him running those ads and doing that for us. One thing that I do want to mention, the fact that the people want to hear from the candidates. The people want to be able to ask questions. The people want answers. And we talked with Todd Smallenberg in the first hour. We have lots of questions now based on these attacks that the Bergman machine has put out. So we're definitely going to look forward to the debate on July the 11th and hear what State Representative Cam Cavett has to say about it, as well as Todd Smallenberg. And then you guys can decide. Now, a lot of people are telling me they're voting in person on August 6th. Not really sure how many people are voting early this year, absentee. People are going to be getting the ballots on the absentee ballots. They're getting mailed out actually 2 weeks from tomorrow. The clerks are supposed to have them available and ready for mailing on Saturday, June 22nd. Some people are going to keep their ballots and hold off and wait to see what unfolds with all these races. So, yes, we're definitely excited. One of the things that you have to understand, oh, Rod says he's going to that concert tomorrow. He can't wait. Hey, Rod, do me a favor. On Monday, let's have you on the show and do a field report about the concert. Love to have you on the show. He's running for county commissioner in Lake County, but love to get feedback about Devin's concert up there in Gould City tomorrow. Final segment of today's show, final segment of this week. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common-sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, final segment of this week. Want to leave you with this thought as we head into this weekend. The show will be repeating all weekend long on the Patriot Voice Radio Network website, yourdefendingfathers.com, as well as the TuneIn app, capital T, capital I, one word. Download the free one, then search for WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice. Today's show will also re-air on the radio station Monday morning from 6 to 9. As you listen to the show, or maybe you go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, you click on podcast, you listen on demand anytime you want. I want you to ask yourself a couple of questions. What is people's motives for running for office? Do they truly want to serve we the people? Do they want to represent us, our values, our principles when they cast a vote on any particular bill? You see, we don't have a democracy. And I'm going to explain this one final time again. A democracy would be all of us would have no jobs. We would all go to Lansing Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. We would sit in session in the House and or the Senate, and we would discuss bills. We would then vote, and the simple majority vote would win whether a bill passed or not. Then we would come home. To what house, I have no idea, because we aren't able to work. We're going to Lansing. Representative government was created by our founding fathers because we are a constitutional republic. We have constitutions that we must follow. If you're an elected official in Washington, D.C., a U.S. congressman or a U.S. senator, you have to follow the U.S. Constitution. That is the rule book for running Washington, D.C. If you're a state representative or a state senator, you have to follow the Michigan State Constitution and the U.S. Constitution. But you see, we elect representation. State reps, state senators, congressmen, U.S. senators, we elect them, expecting them to represent us. So when they go to Washington or they go to Lansing, they have to hear the bills that are up for discussion and then make a decision whether or not they believe the majority of their constituents would want them voting for to support a bill or voting against not supporting a bill. That's what we have. We do not have a democracy. We have a constitutional republic, a representative government. We do not elect the president. We elect electors to go to cast a vote in the Electoral College. They elect the president. Well, guess what? The Democrats, and I'm going to talk about this more on Monday's show, this came into the radio station overnight. It was top of my items that I wanted to talk about today, but then we had to deal with that hit piece on Todd Smallenberg. National popular vote could soon be up for a vote. Exactly a year after two bills adding Michigan to the National Popular Vote Compact were referred to the House floor, House Democratic Caucus members are now being asked again how they would vote on the legislation if it was put up on the board. State Representative Kerry Renegans, a communist from Ann Arbor Democrat, the lead sponsor of the package, said she feels that this is an issue that needs to go up on the voting board next week. And she claims that she has a necessary support from her fellow Democrats. Legislation she's introduced, House Bills 4156 and House Bill 4440, would give Michigan the green light to join the National Popular Vote Compact, meaning the state would join other states in casting their electoral college votes for the presidential candidate who wins the popular vote nationwide. Folks, this is the end of our constitutional republic. Our founding fathers did not want 24 cities to elect our president. What 24 cities are you talking about, Trucker? The largest populated cities in America: New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Detroit. The list goes on and on until you get to 24 cities. Those 24 cities, folks, represent the 80 million national popular votes it's going to take to win the presidency this year. They don't want states, small little independent states, to be involved via the Electoral College. They want the national popular vote. And the Democrats are pushing it. We'll be talking about it next week. You need to pray for our state. You need to pray for our country, for President Trump and our patriots that are running for office, that we prevail, not the evil Bergman machine and all these other people in our listening area that are trying desperately to keep their power. You got to be educated. You have got to be informed. You have to be engaged. That's it for this week's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back on Monday at 9 o'clock. You guys have a great weekend. God bless you. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts.